Welcome to Cosmetology School Accounting, a mini podcast series where we dive into key financial topics for cosmetology schools in just a few minutes. This mini cast is designed to give you valuable insight in a quick, easily digestible format, perfect for the busy professional. So sit back and enjoy the show. Hi, everyone, and welcome to Cosmetology School Accounting, your go-to nanocast for all things financial when it comes to running a successful cosmetology school. I'm your host, Desiree Anderson, a certified public accountant, former hair salon owner, and now your trusted guide to mastering the financial side of beauty cosmetology schools. Now, thank you for tuning in to this very first episode, and I'm so excited to kick off this journey with you all. First, let me introduce myself. I've spent over 20 years in the beauty industry, starting as a successful salon owner and hairstylist. Now, over time, I realized that while many beauty professionals are incredibly talented, they often struggled with the business side of things, especially when it came down to finances. Now, that's why I became a CPA, specializing in helping beauty industry professionals and cosmetology schools like yours. Now, I've seen, you know, firsthand how a lack of financial clarity can really hold back even the most promising schools. So my mission is to bridge the gap by providing clear, actionable advice to help you thrive. Whether you're just starting your school or have been running your school for years, this podcast is designed to make financial concepts approachable, practical, and tailored to the unique needs of cosmetology schools. Now, you might be wondering to yourself, what the heck is a nanocast? Well, I know your time is extremely valuable. So running a cosmetology school is no small task, as you all know, because you guys are doing it. And you probably don't have 30 minutes or an hour to sit down, you know, listening through a long podcast. That's why each episode of Cosmetology School Accounting will be short and to the point. They're going to be around maybe 5 minutes, 10, 15 at the very most. Now, think of it as a quick shot of financial wisdom that you can just listen to on your coffee break, during a commute, or even while you're setting up school for the students or setting up classes, I should say. Now, each episode is going to focus on a specific topic like budgeting, tracking tuition, managing expenses, or preparing for an audit, which those of you who are already accredited know what that's like. And those of you that are seeking accreditation will soon understand what that's like. It can be a little bit tricky. So my goal is to give you practical tips that you can start implementing immediately. So why should you make this nanocast part of your routine? Well, mastering your school's finances isn't just about avoiding problems, it's also about unlocking opportunities that you might not even realize are there. Imagine being able to, you know, confidently budget for new programs, invest in your school's growth, and never have to worry about an audit catching you off guard. That's what financial clarity can do, and I'm here to help you get there. So here is a little preview of what's coming up. In our next episode, we're going to dive into the basics of budgeting for cosmetology schools, including how to categorize expenses and plan for unexpected costs. Future episodes are going to cover things like tracking tuition and how that works and everything around tracking of tuition and what that means. We're going to talk about building an emergency fund because, as you know, we all need one. We need one in our professional lives and we need one in our personal lives. We're going to be navigating the tricky world of audits for those of you who are trying to maintain your accreditation. And also for those of you who are looking to become accredited, this is a very, very important subject. Okay, so to make the most of this podcast, or rather this nanocast, I'm going to recommend two things. One, subscribe so you never miss an episode. Each one builds on the last, which is going to help you create a solid foundation for your school. And number two, engage with me. If there's a specific topic that you want to learn more about or a financial challenge that you're having, let me know. You can reach me through the links in the show notes. Your questions and your feedback will help shape future episodes. So before we wrap up this intro episode, I just want to say how much I really, really admire the work that you do. Cosmetology schools play such an important role in the shaping of the future of beauty industry professionals. Your students depend on you to give them the skills they need, and that starts with keeping your school financially strong. Thank you for letting me be part of your journey. Together, we'll tackle the financial side of running your school so you can focus on what you do best, which is inspiring and educating the next generation of beauty professionals. That's all for this episode of Cosmetology School Accounting. Don't forget to subscribe and tune in to the next episode where we'll be talking about budgeting basics. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time. Thank you for tuning in to Cosmetology School Accounting. We hope today's insight helped you navigate your financial journey with confidence. If you found value in this episode, please share it with your colleagues and leave us a review. For more resources and updates, follow us on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram at Profit and Beauty. And visit our website at AndersonAccounting3.com. You can find all these links in the show notes. Stay tuned for our next episode where we'll explore more topics tailored to the accounting needs of cosmetology schools. Until then, keep thriving in your financial endeavors.